The Bush administration's choice to run the Office of Civil Rights at the U.S. Department of Education may have a difficult time being confirmed. Gerald Reynolds is a conservative attorney and opponent of affirmative action. This week, Reynolds' track record on affirmative action drew the attention of the man who may oversee his confirmation hearings. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy warned that Gerald Reynolds would face a difficult confirmation hearing if the Bush administration insists on nominating him as an Assistant Secretary of Education for the Office of Civil Rights. Here's what Kennedy said in a written statement. Many civil rights groups and education groups have raised questions about Reynolds' serious lack of education policy experience, as well as his views on affirmative action. I have serious concerns about Gerald Reynolds, Kennedy wrote. Kennedy, who is the chairman of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, did not say, though, whether he intends to place a hold on Reynolds' nomination. But already, several liberal and education groups are lining up to oppose the 34-year-old African-American. One of those is the American Council on Education, the nation's largest coalition of colleges and universities. ACE President Stan Eikenberry says that as head of the Education Department's Office of Civil Rights, Reynolds would be responsible for enforcing some of the laws that Reynolds personally opposes, laws that prohibit the discrimination against women and minorities, says Eikenberry.
To the extent he begins to insert his own ideology, as opposed to letting colleges and universities and their faculty members and boards of trustees shape admissions policy, that, I think, would be the point at which we'd enter a confrontation.
The growing debate over Reynolds is highly charged because racial preferences in college admissions are under fire. Two cases involving undergraduate and law school admissions policies at the University of Michigan are making their way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In both instances, white students allege they were denied admission despite being more qualified than some minority students who were admitted. Although Reynolds is prohibited from commenting about his nomination, he has written extensively in opposition to racial preferences. In a 1997 article calling for a redefinition of affirmative action, Reynolds writes, "The aim of affirmative action should be to replace self-defeating values with middle-class values." Reynolds continues, "The problems devastating many black communities are the result of spiritual decay," and concludes, "Only blacks who have a solid moral and ethical foundation have been propelled into the middle class and beyond." A devout Christian, Reynolds is a proponent of faith-based institutions and their role in combating social problems. Fellow conservatives don't see these as extreme positions, and neither should anyone else, says Linda Chavez, whose own nomination to become Secretary of Labor was derailed after she came under intense criticism from liberal groups. Chavez heads the Conservative Center for Equal Opportunity, which hired Reynolds in 1995.
Jerry is, I think, a first-rate lawyer. I think he understands civil rights law well, and I think he's very committed to enforcing the civil rights laws of our country, and particularly those that would be affected by the Education Department. And so I find it troubling that before he's even been formally nominated or they've even heard him testify in his confirmation hearings, that they would be essentially gunning for him.
It's unclear when Reynolds' nomination will be official. The White House has only announced an intention to nominate him. When and if that happens, Stan Eikenberry of the American Council on Education says he expects a full-blown debate.
And I'm sure the administration is going to want to have an opportunity to respond. I'm sure Mr. Reynolds himself will want to respond.
The American Council on Education has never opposed a presidential nomination in its 83-year history. But Eikenberry says this could be the exception. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.